So we're continuing to introduce you to some of the candidates on the ballot for this year's city election here in Quincy. Next up, candidate for school committee, Tom Leung, is joining us in studio to talk to us a little bit about himself and why he is running. Nice to meet you, Tom.
Nice to meet you, Joe. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. It's our pleasure. This is an opportunity really for you to tell the folks of Quincy who you are, what's important to you, why you're running.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what's the Tom Leung story?
Yeah, so the Tom Leung story is I am a near lifelong Quincy resident. I grew up in Howes Neck. I graduated from these public schools, and I have three kids currently in the schools now. The Quincy Public Schools did well for me and my sister, prepared us for college, for life afterwards, and my kids are doing well now in the schools, and I just want the same for all the kids that graduate from our schools. I think representation is important. We have over 40% or around 40% of our student population is Asian, and yet there are no Asian candidates on or committee members on the board. And so I think that should be different. I'm not saying they should all be of Asian descent, but we should have one. And I believe in vocational excellence. I think Quincy has a fantastic vocational program, and we want to keep local control of our vocational program. I believe in fiscal transparency and accountability. My day job is in investments and finance. I look at financial statements and budgets all day long. And so I can spot waste and I can identify areas where we can do better.
Tell us a little bit about your educational background after public schools.
Yeah, so I went to Tufts University in Medford. Got some AP credits from Quincy High, so that accelerated my my journey at Tufts, allowed me to double major. So I did a major in computer science and quantitative economics, and that kind of led me into the world of investing, and in particular quantitative investing, where it sits at the intersection of business and technology. In that field, we're using computers, data, algorithms to crunch massive amounts of data to make business and investment decisions.
Do you think that the public schools do a good job of teaching investing and financing right now?
I don't think they're where they need to be. Okay. I would love to get a more structured, permanent basics of investing and budgeting into the curriculum. Our kids, I think, are not quite prepared for just some of those personal finance topics, the basics of saving and investing, mm-hmm. and balancing a checkbook, and investing for their future.
Now, you mentioned the vocational program. Talk a little bit about the state level changes that are being proposed for vocational students.
Right. So, if I have it correct, I believe they're trying to implement a lottery system for placement into these vocational programs. I think that's a mistake. Mm-hmm. We should have a merit-based program. We have a fantastic vocational program here in Quincy. I believe there are actually there's more demand than there are spots, so I would love to expand that. And kids coming out of that program, they have great skills. They're getting industry-accepted certifications, and they're going right into the workforce ready to contribute. And I think we should just retain local control of our vocational program and incorporate more so artificial intelligence, because artificial intelligence is here. It's nearly in every industry. I work with it in my day job. Mm. And if we could get marry up artificial intelligence with our vocational programs, I think that gives our students the best chance to succeed.
Mm-hmm. How does it work right now, Tom? How do students get into the vocational programs right now?
Right now, I believe there's a pipeline starting in middle school. Mm-hmm. And then they apply to it. It is merit-based, as far as I know. But as you mentioned, as we alluded to, the state is suggesting that we move to a lottery system, which just doesn't make sense to me, leaving such a critical pathway for kids to chance when if students have demonstrated an interest and ability to do that type of work and take that type of path, we should let merit decide that.
Okay. What is your day job, by the way?
Yes, so I've worked in investing and finance for the bulk of my career. Early on in my career, I was in investment management, so worked at quantitative investment companies. So again, these are places that use computers and data to crunch all the information that it can get and use that to glean insights and make investment decisions.
Mm-hmm. So local company, Boston company?
Yeah, in Boston. Okay. So I don't know if you've heard of GMO, Grantham Mayer and Van Otterloo.
Okay.
Jeremy Grantham was the founder. He's actually, I think, one of the inventors, one of the co-inventors of the index fund. So he started investing, and he has a company now, and they just do phenomenal work with signals, research. He's an expert on investing bubbles and market cycles. Mm-hmm. And currently, I'm at a bank, a private bank called Brown Brothers Harriman. I'm in a transformation group where we are applying artificial intelligence and other emerging technologies to try to solve the bank's internal processes and inefficiencies. And if and when we succeed there, we're going to roll that out to our clients.
So how will your background, your experience, your expertise in that field serve you on the Quincy School Committee?
Yeah, because I am a financial expert. I know my way around a balance sheet. I can read financial statements, and so I can identify areas where there may be problems in the budget.
So you were going along in your career, doing great. What was the linchpin moment, Tom, that you said, I'm going to run for Quincy School Committee?
Yeah, so I was going along great.
Because this is your first run at elected office, right?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Never thought I'd be doing this.
Really?
But, you know, I've been in Quincy. I graduated from the schools. Now that I have kids in the school system, just been involved with all aspects of their education and their extracurricular activities. Mm-hmm. So just been in that community. But Joe, the moment that really triggered it for me was watching the debate over the last few years over the Lunar New Year holiday. So my wife and others had tried for years to get Lunar New Year added as an official school holiday. And were told by the school committee, no, every time. And that despite the mayor being in favor of it, despite the Quincy City Council voting unanimously in support of it. And I just found that their reasons for saying no to just be lacking in a way. And so I said, these are democratically elected positions, and I disagree strongly with it. Mm-hmm. And my wife and others had been trying for years to try to change it, and so I said, it's crazy to do the same thing over and over again. I'm going to give it a shot.
Okay.
And so the democratic process is the best way we have to resolve these types of differences.
So what was that discussion like around, you know, the dinner table saying, should I or shouldn't I run? You know, what were the pros and cons?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know that there was just one discussion. Mm-hmm. There were ideas thrown back and forth. I remember saying to my wife and her her group of advocates for Lunanier is like, one of you should run if you don't like this, because they were much more involved in the advocacy.
That's what I was going to ask. Why isn't your wife
running? So somehow it landed with me, but I'm glad I made that decision. An amazing experience.
Tell me about the experience. You had to go out, you had to collect signatures, right?
Of course.
And tell folks about yourself. And
very much just learning as we go, trying to build this plane as we fly it. But I have fantastic support, starting with my amazing wife. We have a great group of volunteers, and we're getting advice from many different sources, credible sources, and I'm just out there doing the things I'm supposed to be doing. Knocking on doors, going to different neighborhoods in Quincy, hosting coffee hours, going to events, just trying to get my name and get my message out there.
Yeah, and what have you learned, Tom, that maybe you didn't know about the city, you know, prior to this experience?
Yeah, so first of all, I'd have to say that the people of this city have just been so welcoming and so friendly. Stranger knocks on their door, right? An unfamiliar face. But people care. When I ask them about things that are important to them about our schools, they open up to me. They invite me into their homes, and we have, you know, good discussions, serious discussions. And people have generally been supportive. They want to see continuous improvement in our schools, and they're willing to help. So that's been so encouraging.
Yeah.
And that just keeps me going.
How do they feel about the Lunar New Year issue, you know, when you're out door knocking?
So it doesn't come up that often.
Really?
Joe,
do you ask them about it?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
If they ask me why I got into this, just like you did, someone in the finance industry, why are you running?
Right.
Then I will tell them the story of what actually got me off the couch.
Yes.
But I'm not a single issue candidate. What really is important to me is having that dual perspective as someone who graduated from the schools and now has kids in the schools trying to find their way and trying to achieve and prepare themselves for the next grade and life after. Those are the issues that are important. The world is different now. The economy and technology are changing so fast that I think we just need a different perspective, a new generation of leadership. And I think that's what I bring. That's what value I can add to this committee.
What would, you know, having Lunar New Year as a school holiday mean personally for you and your family?
It would mean a lot.
Yeah.
It is arguably the most important holiday in the Asian community.
Is it? Yeah.
And it is about spending time with family, and for the city of Quincy and for the schools to recognize the holiday. Kids are already taking it off. So classrooms are half empty on Lunar New Year. But for the school system to officially recognize it would mean a great deal. It would recognize that we are an important part of this community, and it only enhances learning. For kids that don't celebrate, to just learn about the traditions, learn about the culture, I think is an invaluable learning experience, and it costs nothing.
As it stands right now, it's an excused absence. Is that right? If students want to take it,
I believe it is, but you have to, I think, call in the day of or the day after and explicitly tell. Tell the school, tell the office that your child is taking an excused absence. And I don't think many families that celebrate Lunar New Year know about the procedures. And so they do end up just keeping their kids home at school and then taking the the absence.
Brings up a bigger issue of communication, you know, and how you feel the communication is between the school committee and students and parents.
Yeah, I think communication, transparency, those are universal topics that will always be important. Mm. And I think there's some room for improvement for communicating with our parents and families.
So some of the arguments, just to play devil's advocate, you know, against Lunar New Year being a holiday is one that parents would have to find, you know, daycare if they have to work. If their kids are going to be home and they have to work, they'll have to find daycare. Two, if we do it for Lunar New Year, we have to do it for all the cultural holidays.
Of course.
Yeah. So what's your response to that?
Yeah, so I think by having it on the calendar as an official holiday, that takes away the planning issue. Mm-hmm. We'll know well in advance when that day off is, just like we do for every other holiday.
Sure.
And so with enough advance notice, families can plan appropriately. And to your point about other holidays, I would say if there are other ethnic groups that constitute such a large percentage of the demographic, and they were coming to the school board saying, this is something that's very important to us, we should have that discussion. We should engage in good faith dialogue and see, you know, what are the pros and cons and how can we best accommodate them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just taking from your campaign website, actually, some of your issues, because I think they're important to talk about. You mentioned transparency and accountability, but also expanding special education resources. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so I think we do a decent job with our special ed, mm-hmm. But I know that our specialists have large caseloads, and as I knock on doors, I do encounter families that while they're getting what they need from special education services, sometimes they have to send their kids out of district for some more specialized programs. And so that can be taxing on them, arranging for transportation, and also some of the costs that are borne by the city, sending them so far away.
Yeah.
So we'd love to get more of those in district, keep them in Quincy. We have the Richter Cristofaro Learning Center, so that's been fantastic.
Is that not enough? Do we need more?
We might need more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Extending morning hours for working parents, Tom. What's that all about?
Yeah, so for early education,
yeah.
Some of these programs are only a couple hours long. And so, and they're at different times, right? You might be in there from 8 to 10 or from 10 to 12. And for working families, that could kind of dictate your whole day. If you have to drive your kid to the school and pick them up mm-hmm. 2 hours later, that doesn't really leave a lot of wiggle room for you to get other things done.
Mm-hmm. So would that something that would have to be negotiated in the teacher's contract?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have experience with contract negotiations?
Not so much.
Okay.
But you know, I think there's expertise on the board elsewhere, so mm-hmm. We can just leverage our collective strengths.
How's the city doing with regards to the buildings themselves, the school buildings themselves?
I think the city is doing well. We had some of the oldest buildings, school buildings, compared to, I think, our neighbors in Milton and Braintree. And unlike our neighbors, we have had more success in building new schools.
Mm-hmm.
So Central is pretty new. The new Quincy High School building, we're getting a new Squantum mm-hmm. Elementary School. So I think we've done very well there. And I went to the old Quincy High School, mm-hmm. the old Central. Those buildings were in rough shape when I was there.
Right.
And I still got great education.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine, you know, the same programs, or, you know, of course, improved academic programs, but now in...
Now they have whiteboards instead of blackboards, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. In new facilities, and my oldest is in the drama program at Central, and they do a phenomenal job. Yeah. And the stage that they have there, and just the production quality, he was in a production of Madagascar over the winter, and those kids just did a phenomenal job, and just the production quality was so impressive.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you've learned a lot about the school system since this process where you started.
I have. Yeah. I've learned a lot about the school system. I've learned a lot about what parents and teachers and even residents with no kids mm-hmm. in the system, just learning what's important to them. And so I would bring all of that with me. And on top of that, the financial expertise and the independent thinking, the big picture, data-driven, analytical thinking that I've done my whole career. I would bring that, and I see that as an asset to school committee.
You've also learned a lot about the democratic process, right?
Oh, yes.
And the election process.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, talk a little bit about what you're doing campaign-wise.
Yeah, just listening. Mm. I think that it starts with listening and meeting people where they are, and then trying to come up with common sense solutions, and that has just been really energizing for me. Going out there and meeting people at their kitchen tables and trying to gather all that input and craft sensible solutions.
Curriculum-wise, Tom, do you see any areas for change or improvement in the Quincy schools?
Yeah, absolutely. Really? But first of all, I would like to say that we need transparency in the curriculum. So I met with a family that couldn't find the curriculum posted on the website. And this was a family that had young kids about to enter the school system, and trying to make that decision between you know, Quincy Public Schools and maybe private school. Mm-hmm. And the private schools this family was looking at had their curriculum posted online, easy to find, mm-hmm. But on the Quincy Public Schools website, it was difficult.
Mm, okay.
But then, yeah, in terms of the curriculum, we need a curriculum that is up to date with the world and the economy as it is today. And a big part of that is artificial intelligence. Mm. We need kids who are going to be AI literate and AI fluent by the time they graduate high school, because it's already in all the industries, and they can either become AI literate and fluent, or they can fall behind. I believe in the Chinese school system, they've been teaching their 8-year-olds about AI, you know, starting at 8 years old.
Yeah.
And so they are ahead of us in that area. And so we need to do that for our kids across the curriculum, including in vocational programs, right? The vocational fields mm-hmm. increasingly are relying more and more on artificial intelligence. Electricians, if they're installing smart home systems, they're using artificial intelligence. HVAC, they use diagnostic tablets in their work. Auto mechanics, cars are becoming more and more giant computers.
Yeah.
And so students need to know how to work with these technologies to be able to work in the modern economy.
Yeah, so how do you see that being implemented in the school system? You know, what areas would have to be invested? Would teachers and staff need retraining as well?
Yeah, I think so. I think we have to start early. K through 5, we can start with just introduction to mm-hmm. AI. What is it, and what are how does it work, and what are the ethical issues mm-hmm. associated with it? in middle school, we could start to use AI for writing assistance, research assistance, problem solving. And then in high school, again, with the vocational, it should just be integrated into these programs and just make kids comfortable and become experts in it by the time they graduate.
Sure. Anything else you'd like to add with right now?
I don't think so. I think we've covered everything.
You went on a t-shirt making campaign.
Absolutely.
Yeah, show us
yeah,
that.
So I brought you a shirt. We had a little volunteer pizza party t-shirt making event.
Okay.
And so we made these t-shirts, Tom Leung for school committee, a choice for every family. We've got these in a number of bright, vivid colors. We've got them in adult sizes, kid sizes. Mm-hmm. They're a big hit at my daughter's elementary school. Her friends have been asking for them, and so she's brought a few
okay.
to school.
So is this a fundraising effort, or is it?
It's just to get my name out there and make people aware that I'm running.
Okay, website?
Yes, so we have a website, tomleungforquincy.com. Mm-hmm. We're on social media,
okay.
So I would encourage people to reach out. We want to hear your concerns, what works well for you in the Quincy Public Schools, what needs improvement. We'd love to hear that feedback. We'd love to meet you where you are. I'm going to continue my door knocking efforts, so I'll be going to your neighborhood in the coming months. And so reach out, you know, we can meet up for coffee, I can meet you and your neighbors. But yeah, we'd love to hear from folks.
All right. Thanks for stopping by, sharing your story with us here. We appreciate it.
Joe, thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.